Okay, today's daf is Demai Daf Lametes, and we will pick up Lametes Mabez, and today's shiur is sponsored by Machla Naomi Nudel, Avram and Devorah Weinfeld. We thank you for the sponsorship, and today marks the halfway point in Maseches Demai. Right, Demai has 77 dafim, so daf 39, Lametes takes us over the halfway point, as we have the last daf here in the fourth parak of Demai. And that is the last parak of Halokeach Peros, before we get into Halokeach Min Hanachtom, the fourth parak and the fifth parak. So we are at the Gemara on Lamed Ches Amid Beis, and we just spoke about it. If somebody comes into town, he has no idea, no kashra signs, and doesn't know what to do. And again, this was very halacha lemaisa in the days of old. There was no standardized kashrus. You go into town, you have no idea who's a neman, who's a chaver, what's tami and tohar, no idea. So you walk into town and you have no idea, and who's a neman, who's maaser, and somebody says, oh, so and so is. So you can trust them. So you're allowed to trust them. And even if afterwards that person says that the other person has good wine or good fruit, it's not kegomlin. Only if they come in together as chamarim, maybe partners or traveling salesmen together, so then you would not be able to believe them. So they ask the Gemara. Our girsa is ve'ed echad ne'eman. Right, would one aid be believed in this case? Meaning the Reisha of the Mishnah. Where you come in and they say that, so-and-so is believed. You could trust one aid. Well, why can't you trust one aid? Aid echanem abisurin. Right, so why wouldn't you be able to trust, one aid? Right, the Rashi Tosfos in Maseches Gittin, argue what the source for that is, which we'll read in a second, as Hashem. But again, what's the issue here? So, the Achronim wonder here, the Mara Fulda says, well, are we talking about a chashud? If the person says, I'm not believed, but other people are, so why should an Eid Echad be certain believed if they're a chashud? You see the first Mara Fulda on the Gemara, Eid Echad Neman Pirish Rashi. What's the Rash? The Rash Bishatz. The Rash. Even though Eidechad 1-8 is believed, right, then you shouldn't be mamina, he's a chashud. The Pnei Moshe says, there's a cheskas iser. There's cheskas iser. Right, and therefore, right, there was this tevel. So Eidechad Eben Bisurin is not believed when there's a cheskas iser. Right, that's Beferish Gemara Gittin Daf Beis. Right, the first daf in Maseches Gittin talks about Eid Echad Neman Bisurin. Remember, the case there is the Shliach coming from Medina Sayam and saying Befani Nechtam, and the Gemara says, why is one good enough? Why is one good enough? You should need two. You should need two. It's Eidus. The Gemara says, Midi Dehavi, I call Eidus Shabbatore, Eid Echad Neman Bisurin. Eid Echad Neman Bisurin, so that's why one is good enough. Ask the Gemara. Eimer damarina neyachanem abisurin kigon chaticha savik shal chelav savik shal shuman delos chazik isura. You're not sure if something is kosher. Aval hachin is chazik isura de eishas ish. But here, this cheskas isur of eishas ish, there's a question that we showed him whether this is 1 or 2 points. Havi davar shebe'erva. Vein davar shebe'erva pachas bishnayim. It's davar shebe'erva. So it's a regular cheskas isur. Would not be believed by Echad Neman Bisurin. So that's what the Pnei Moshe here says. Cheskas Iser. What's the source for Eid Echad Neman Bisurin? What's the source in Shas? So the Gemara never says. The Gemara never says, what is the source for Eid Echad Neman Bisurin? So it's Machlokas. Rashi Tosfos here on the first daf of Maseches Gittin. Rashi seems to say it is a svara. It's a svara, right? You go to somebody's house. Well, how are you supposed to live? How are you supposed to function as a society? There's a mitzvah called Bikur Cholam. There's a mitzvah called Chesed. There's a mitzvah called Hakras Arachim. Well, you never trust anybody. You always need two people. And are two people, the husband and the wife, are those considered two? Are those considered one? So Rashi says, there are a few formulations of Rashi here and in Chulin. I'll read you the one from Gittin. Eid Echad Neman Bisurin. Shari Hamina Torah Kol Echad Ve'echad Mi'Yisrael. The Torah gave ne'emanis to every Jew. Al hafrashas truma, v'al hashchita, v'al nikur hagid v'hachelev. On taking off truma and shchita and taking out the sciatic, the nikur hagid. So Rashi seems to say it's a type of svara. Again, there's different similar formulations in other Rashi's. Tosas quotes this Rashi, and then he says, "V'lohayla lahaskir afarshes truma v'shchita to bahanu nem on avagav des chazik isura mishum to be yado l'saknam." Tosas says some of these cases, the examples that Rashi gave, that's not an example of Eid Echad Neman Bisurin. There's another halachic principle that's bolstering Eid Echad Neman Bisurin, and that's called biyado. If it's something that you could do right now, then you're believed to say that you did it, because you could just do it. That's called biyado. So is that a separate emunus? Is that just bolstering Eirecha Nebisura like I just formulated it? Maybe that's a machlokas Rashi Tosfos. But either way, Tosfos says, I don't like some of those examples that Rashi gave. And then Tosfos continues a little bit later on in the Tosfos and says, V'im Tomar, Uminalan de Eirecha Nebisura. What's the source? I don't think it's a svara. Tosfos says, V'yeshlomer di'alfina minida. You learn it from Nida, Ksubisayin Vez, in the Bavli, V'safra la la'atzma. A woman, a zava, is believed to count the days herself. V'safra la. She needs shivinakiyim. So she's believed to count the days herself. That's not a special din in Nida or zava. That's a din. A Nida doesn't need shivinakiyim, midaraisa. But a zava, and we extend it to Nida midrabanan, but that she could count herself. V'safra la la'atzma, and that's the source according to Tosfos. Aved Echon, Neman, Bisurin. What would Rashi answer back to that? Good kasha, not for now. But again, that is our girsa in the Gemara. Why shouldn't Aved Echon be believed? Either there's a cheskas iser, or even maybe it's chashin. The Gra changes the girsa here. The Gra says the girsa should be the Am Haaretz Neman. Is an Am Haaretz believed? Right? This person is not Neman about himself. She shouldn't be believed about others either. That's the girsa of the Gra. Either way, Amar Yochanan, Kal Hikilu Bachsanoi Mibnei Chayin Nefesh. It's a kula. It's a kula that we're making. Again, remember, we're talking about Demai, we're not talking about Vaday Tevel. And Rov Amei Aretz are Maaser. Even if somebody's an Amei Aretz, he's not Chashud on Truma Gedola. And he's maybe not even Chashud on the others. So it's a chumra that we usually have. But when people come into town, they have nothing else to eat. So we're making for the Achsanoi. Remember we had back at the beginning of the third parak, right, the first Mishnah, Ma'achilin. Ma'achilin, so Aniyim Demai, Veso Achsanya Demai. Right, so that Mishnah works with this one. Right there, you could be Ma'achil, the Achsanoi, even Demai. Right, and here it's saying that the Achsanoi could trust the townspeople that there was Hafrasha done. That there was Hafrasha done. We had a machlokas there in the Mishnah. How do you understand achsanoi am ha'aretz or achsanoi chaverim? Right, we had a discussion there in the beginning of the third parak. Okay, Tani says the Tosefta hanichnas liyavina makir adam. Right, similar to our Mishnah, if somebody comes into town and they don't know anybody. Oshaya omi bagorein vina makir adam sham, or you're in the goren. You're in the goren. What's the difference between when you're in the granary or when you're in the city? You're in the city. So the Mara Folda explains. We'll go with his shot of the Gemara. In the Goren, you even have to be worried about Truma Gedola. Because when do we say that the Amei Aretz are not Chashud? They wouldn't eat it themselves. But they don't care so much about selling it. But if they would have to take it to town, maybe it would get mixed up in their own grain and they would come to eat it. But in the granary, then even Truma Gedola is on the table. In terms of having to be worried about it. In the ear, so then you don't have to be worried about that. So that's the chilek between the two cases of listed in the Braisa. It says ear, you see the Ma'ara Folda on the bottom. Ear nakan mishum maestras, vigoran mishum shuma gedola. Aval ba'ir laka mishum shuma gedola, because we assume that they're not worried about shuma gedola. Why even in the Goren? Haidu mashihu ochel. Aval limkar betivlo nechshadu. So you have this Tosefta. Somebody's coming into town or going into the granary and he has no idea who to trust. Veinu makir adam sham. So says the Tosefta machlokas. Hari zenishal bein lachaver bein la'am haaretz. Divrei Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel says you can ask whoever you want. You can ask, even though an am haaretz is chashud, right? Since he's being made on others, so we're not choshesh that he is being mishaker, right? Nishal bein lachaver bein la'am haaretz. Rebbe Omer ein nishalin ala truma elo lachaver bilvad. Rebbe is modeh that you can rely on him in the city, right? Be'ir. But, right, he says truma here. So we just said, truma is only a factor in goren, right? Not in the ear. So what Rebbe is saying is that I'll agree to you that in the city you can trust anybody. But in the goren, you cannot trust because that is more serious and we're choshesh that they did not take off Truma Gedola. So Machlokas Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe. Again, that's how the Ma'ara Folda explains it on this third line. A Goren Pulig. Avo Be'ir Mode Rebbe. Right on the ear, he's Mode. That the Chash is Neman. Because as we said earlier, Beishim Chaye Nefesh. He comes into town, he has nobody to trust. So, Mishim Tamai, Hikilu, Mishim Chaye Nefesh. But in the Goren, you don't have that. Kula. Asya de Rebbe, who has the more machmir shita here, follows Rebbe Meir's opinion in the Mishnah in Mesachas Bechoros. Udu Reb Shimon Gamliel b'shitase. And Reb Shimon Gamliel is consistent with his own sheet in Maseches Becharos. Where Maseches Becharos, the Mishnah tells us, again, there's no Yerushalmi on Becharos. So whenever a Mishnah Kachim comes up, we have to open up our ears and focus very well. Ditzadina Taman, because the Mishnah says in Becharos, in the fifth parak, Kol ha-mumin haru'in lavo bidei adam. Right, background. We know a Bechor behema tahora, right, is a karban, automatic. There are three mitzvahs related to Bechor. Bechor Adam, Bechor Chamor, right, Bechor Adam has to have pigeon aben, Bechor Chamor has to be switched with a sheep, and then you give the sheep to the Kohen, and the owner gets to keep the donkey, right, but Bechor Petah Chamor, there's an assay and a los assay, right, or assays, there's an assay of Tifte and Arafto, really two assays. And finally, Bechor Behemah Tahora, right, of the firstborn sheep, isn't automatically a carbon. So the halacha is, though, that's the only carbon in the world which, once it gets a mum, it's automatically chulin. Right, you don't have to be podet. Right, right. When you if it has kedusha, it has kedusha, and after it loses its kedusha, then it gets a mum. So then it is not doesn't have kedusha. So that's what the Rambam says. Mitzvahs I say in the beginning of Hilchos Bechoros. Mitzvahs I say lahafrish kol peter rechem azacharim. Bein ba'adam, bein bebehema tahora. Interesting, the Rambam formulates it all together. There's a mitzvah to designate, to separate the first out of the womb, males, animals, or people. Bein, kosher animals or people. Bein bemin achamor, or donkey. He puts it all together in the first halacha of Hilchos Becharos. I just said it's three different mitzvahs, four different mitzvahs, but the Rambam puts it all together in the same sentence. Bein shah yushleimim, bein shah yutrefus. Whether they are tam or treif. Shneimar kadosh yikol bechar, petek or rechav v'yisol ba'adam v'hemeima. Because the pasuk puts it together. V'kulam the kohanim. All goes to the kohanim. Bechar adam u'bechar chamor, niftin u'pidyon on the kohen. Or bechar adam, pidyon aben, you have to give the money to the kohen. Right, Bechor Chamor, you have to give the sheep to the Kohen. U'Bechor Behema Tahora, Nishchat Bazar Kishar Kachem Kalam. But a Bechor Behema Tahora is a carbon. It's a carbon, you have to give it to the Kohen. V'Zor Kedama U'Maktir Neimurev K'moshe B'Arnu. B'Maisa Karbanos. V'Shar Abasar Nechal HaKohanim. V'Chulu. Bechor Behema Tahora Kishuhu Ba'mum. And what if it gets a mum? Bein Shenolad B'mumo, Bein Shenofo B'mumo, Acher Shehayatamim. Whether it was born with a mum or got a mum afterwards, Harehu LaKohen. It's still the Kohen's, but it doesn't have Kedusha. Imratza ochlo b'chol makom, o mochro, o ma'achilo, l'misha yirtza. He can eat it wherever he wants, or sell it, or feed it to whoever he wants. Afilu l'goy. He can even give it to a guy. Mipnei shehu chulin. Because it's chulin. It's the only carbon like this. Usually if a carbon gets a mum, you still have to be podet. Still has Kedusha, there's an issue of Giza Vavoda. But by a Bechor, if it gets a mum, then the Kohen doesn't have to shlep it to Yerushalayim. He can eat it wherever he wants. Shenemar kiyeh bo mum piseach o iver hatamei v'hatahar yachdov katzvi v'cho'ayol v'hari hu nichse Kohen. Fine. Because of that reality, the Mishnah of Bechor has described to us that Kohanim were chashudim to make mumin on these firstborn animals. Why should I have to shlep to Yerushalayim if I make a cut in its ear? So then I'll be able to eat it for dinner tonight. So Kohanim were chashudim to put mumin. So Chazal said that you can't trust many. You can't trust the average Kohen because maybe he'll say, "Oh, it had a mum. It got a mum. It walked into the metal fence and it cut its ear." Really, the Kohen cut its ear, right? So because they were not trusted, they were chashudim. They were chashudim to put mumin on their animals. So that's the context here of the Mishnah Bechorah. So Tzanini Taman, Kol Amun Aruvi Lava B'Dei Adam. Any mum that could have been humanly inflicted. Rowin Yisrael Ne'emanim. So then Yisrael, as in non-Kohanim, Rowin Yisrael Ne'emanim, the Yisrael shepherds are believed, right? Because they're believed that what? That the mum got their memela, and it wasn't inflicted by a person. They're believed. Rowin Kohanim Enam Ne'emanim, but the Kohen shepherds are not believed. Not believed because then they just want dinner tonight. So they wouldn't be believed to say that, oh, it happened by itself. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Ne'emanu al shel chavero, ve'eino ne'eman al shel atzmo. Reb Shimon Gamliel said, no, every Kohen shepherd could be believed about somebody else's sheep. Somebody else's sheep. Right, just like Reb Shimon Gamliel says in our Tosefta, you could ask anybody about somebody else's grain. So to here, you could ask them about somebody else's sheep. Right, that's what Shuk Abliel is parallel. Rebbe Meir Omer? No, Rebbe Meir is like Rebbe's Shita, like Rebbe says you can't trust him about Truma, you can't trust him here about the Bechor. Rebbe Meir Omer, HaChashid Al HaDavar, if anybody is Chashid, meaning any Kohen, even if you're a different, it's not yours. Lo Donav Lo Meido, Kohenim are excluded. So, the Gemara says that these Machlokos are parallel. Trusting about Bechor, and trusting about Truma. By the way, there's an Issur Daraisa to put a mum on an animal. Issur Daraisa to be matil mum bibechor, for any carbon. But including Bechor, that is a Issur Daraisa. There's what to talk about Bechor, but let's just finish the next line. Amar Rabbi Yona, ma pligin, the machlok is between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. In the case of the Goren, likach, that's if somebody comes and wants to buy grain from the Goren, then there's a machlokas, whether you trust him or not. Aval lachalek, but what if he comes to the city to give out? To give out. You don't know. Somebody's coming to sell. I see the Mara Folda. Imbal lachalek truma. Ve'eno makir mihanem on alataros. Somebody's coming to give out and you don't know who keeps tumentara. So who should the seller give? He's only allowed to give truma to somebody who's going to eat a batara. Lefi, continuing the Marafolda, Ein Chokin Truma Lakoin Ama Aretz Shemetame Ba'achilasa Elo Lachaver Shoch LaBatara. You're only allowed to give it to somebody who's Noeg Taris. So in that case, back to the Gemara. Ofer B'Shuva Gamliel Mode. B'Shuva Gamliel, there is Mode to the more Machmir opinion that you can only ask a Chaver. Right? You can only ask a Chaver in that case because of you're nervous. Ma Bein Lachalik, Ma Bein Likach. What's the difference? Why is it that by buying truma, you could even ask an Am Haaretz, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but giving out truma, you have to ask a chaver, kol yotze lechilik. A call goes out, there's piersum, it's public, when this person, right, if you go to town and say, who's a tar here? So you say, oh, so-and-so, you can give him, he's tar. So we assume that that's going to become public, and people might come to even rely on the person that told you that information. They'll get confused. They'll say, you gave it out to so-and-so, who told you? And they'll think that he's Naaman for Taurus. And that's why there's more of a chash. It's Gzeret Rabbanan. The Mara Folda says, Chayshinan sheyachziku es ha'ed l'ne'eman ala Taurus. Afilu b'shalo. Right, there's a chash that if you trust this person to tell you that so-and-so keeps Tumah v'Tahara, then you might trust this person also. And therefore, you can't trust him. Ubishalo chashudu, and about his own stuff, he is chashud. Masha Enkein, just going to buy in a goren, so he doesn't have that gzera. He doesn't have that gzera that somebody says you could buy from so and so. That does not have piersum, according to the Gemara. Getting back to Bechor a little bit, Bechor Behematar, we know there's a machlokes in Nidarim, in the Bavli, on Daf Yud Gimel, whether we said that a Bechor Behematar is automatically kadosh. Do you have to do anything? There's a machlokes, whether you have to be makdishit, mitzvah lahakdisho or not. Even though it's already kadosh. It's already kadosh. But the Gemara says there's a machlokes about whether you have to be makdishit, and that's a machlokes, Rambam Rush. The Rambam says, yeah, Rambam passes like the opinion that even though it's kadosh, there's a mitzvah for you to say this is sanctified. Even if you don't say that it's kadosh, and it has to go to the Kohen. But still, the Rambam says there in the next halacha, Perek Aleph halacha Dalet in Hilchas Becharos, mitzvah lahakdish bechor beim tahora. V'yomar hareze kodesh. Shenemar takdish l'Hashem Elokecha. V'im lo hikdisho, hareze miskadish me'ilav. If you are a makdishit, it still is miskadish, it's sanctified by itself. Ukdushaso me'rechem hi. And its kedusha is me'rechem, it's from the womb. Lechem Mishna, Rabbeinu Pasa Kerabanan. Right? To Amri Hachi B'sof Perek Makdash Adeyu. Vatur Kasav Daharash Paligalav. Right? He quotes the Rush. Right? The Rush's father. Machlokas Ramam Rush. Rush passes that. No. It's automatically Kadosh. V'taimo Mishad Deposei Karebi Yishmael De La Elmine Ukimu Divir Rebbe Yehuda Ben Meseira Damar Stam Charam Le Bedek Abayas Karebi Yishmael Ramar Shalom Karebi Ben Meseira. Fine. So he goes through why each passes that way. That's what the Shulchan Aruch passes. This is in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch talks about, right, if there's an animal born today, halacha lemaisa, right, the Shulchan Aruch does not talk about hilchus chatas and asham, because there's no chatas and asham nowadays, right? There's nothing, right, if you don't designate, and nobody's designated any karbanas that you can't bring to the Beis HaMikdash. But Bechor, it's automatic. So this has to be in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, we try to prevent it. And that's why if there's a bechor about to be born, then the owner of the sheep sells a portion of the mother to a goy, and a bailus of a goy is mafkia the kedusha. He sells 2% of the animal to the goy. Tosfos already talks about this in Bechoros. They did this 1,000 years ago. They don't want Bechoros walking around. It's not good to have karbanos walking around. So therefore, they would sell some of the mother, and therefore that would be prevent the kedusha. But the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Shin Vav, Bechor Behema Tahora. There are a number of simanim, 5-6 simanim in Shulchan Aruch about this. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Bechor Behema Tahora. Noeg bizachar b'lobin akevis. Benoeg afilu shalob bizman abayis. Bein ba'aretz. Bein b'chutz la'aretz. Umitzvah lahakdisho. Velomar hareze kodesh shenemar takdish l'shem alkecha. Vim lo akdisho miskadish be'elav me'rechem. Right, that's the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Vav. Venosinos ala kohen, velo ala kohenes. You have to give it to a male kohen. Interesting. Not a kohenes. Could you give any of the matnas ani? Oh, you could give truma to a bas kohen. Right, she could eat truma. What about the other ones? Interesting. But that's the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch pasul is like the Rambam. What's interesting though is, okay, fine. So this is a mitzvah. Mitzvah lahakdisho. So why is there no bracha? Right? There's a bracha on the other two mitzvahs. Right? The Rambam puts them all together. Right? The Rambam has Bechor Behema Tahora and Bechor Chamor and Bechor Adam. By Bechor Adam we make a bracha. I'll page you not Ben. By Petach Chamor we make a bracha. Petach Chamor has a bracha. If you look in Shin Chaf Aleph, that's also Halacha L'maisa. Not too many Jews own donkeys. But that's if a Jew owns a donkey and he has a firstborn, so then he makes a bracha. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Vav. Mivarech asher kedushanu bebetozav tzivanu al pidyon peter chamor. There it is. That's the bracha. Al pidyon peter chamor. We've never haven't heard it because it's not so common. But if you Google Petach Chamor ceremony, they're on there. Right? There are a few ceremonies that you could watch. Says the try not to only quote Mar Makomos, but I quote Rabbi Google too. So the Taz in right there says, ask this Kasha. He quotes the Prisha. Why do you make a bracha on 2 out of 3? You make a bracha on Pidyon HaBen, you make a bracha on Petach Chamor, you don't make a bracha on Bechor Behemet Tahora. So the Prisha has his answer, maybe because you only make a bracha on something that when you have something left in your hand. So by Pidyon HaBen you have your son, and by Petach Chamor you have the donkey. Right? But by Bechor Behemet Tahora you just give it to a Kohen. So the Taz says, why is that needed? Why do you need something left in your hand to make a bracha? If it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. Why should that make a bracha? Why should that make a difference? Demali b'kach shalom nishar b'yado. Kiva demikom makom makayim mitzvah Hashem baruch hu. You do the mitzvah. So the Taz gives a fundamental answer. V'nir Ali. So the Taz says, no. What are you really doing? You're not really doing anything. Okay, you're being mosif kedusha in some conceptual sense. But when the animal's born, it's shel kohen already. By Pidyon HaBen, you're making a transfer. You're giving money, and your son is l'chulin. However, Pidyon HaBen works, which is his own lumdus. Petach Chamor, you're switching. You're transferring the status of the donkey to the sheep. Or you're just at least removing the status from the donkey. But here, what are you doing? It's kodesh before you start. It's kodesh after you start. So you're not really doing anything. If you're not really doing anything, so then you don't make a bracha. V'nirali, dein shayach bracha el b'masha oseha adam mishalo. Al zeh mevarech shezacha la'asos mishalo, ratzon ha'makom baruch hu. Masha enkin bibachor, demei olam lo ha'yili Yisrael z'chus bo. Demisha nolad, hu be'gaz ad-rachmana. Right when it's born, it's ki'ilu, it's in the Kohen's house. Ha'i ki'ilu lo nolad lo oso ha'bachor, el ki'ilu nolad b'tbeis Kohen miparaso. It's as if the Kohen had this baby born. Derachmana zichalo bekach. Shenemar kol peter rechem li. Alkein ein shach levara ki hu eino ose klum mimamono. Mashen kein bepidyon peter chamor ubechar adav shu nosi mimamono. Baze alkein umavarach shaper al mitzvazos kein nirali. Says the Taz. Important Taz. In Yoredeya shin chaf aleph os zayin. In the Taz. Again, there is lamdis in the achronim. Are you actually not doing anything to the animal by being makdashit? Right, the Brisker Rav says that in Nazir Davdalid, it's just a Maisa Hakdasha without any Kedusha really. Why would there be a Maisa Hakdasha without accomplishing anything? Other Achronim say, no, you are accomplishing something. It's in some, I don't know if there's going to be any Nafkamina, but there's an added Kedusha, by your participating in that Maisa, right? Like Kiddush. Rav Soloveitchik used to compare this to Kiddush. It's Shabbos even whether I make Kiddush or not, but making Kiddush, I'm adding on to the kedusha of a kiddush. The Minchas Chinuch, and well, this will finish this section. Minchas Chinuch has a suffix. What about a 12-year-old child that has a Bechor Behema Tahora born to him? So a Bechor, a child, could do a, what's called Mufla Samach Lish. He can make Nadarim, he can be Makdish when he's 12 years old. So here, could he be Makdish? Is there anything wrong with him being Makdish? Because it's like, but it's a mitzvah, and it's Labar Das to do a mitzvah. So what would you say in this case? Ani Mesupik, if he becomes a Gadol, does he have to be Makdish again? Right, Imhu Mesupik. Odilma, since it's a mitzvah and it doesn't really add anything, it didn't do the mitzvah yet on the Daraisa level. You have many discussions of the Achronim regarding like katanim. What happens if a child, Rabbi Kiva Eger is a suffix, if a child ate a sandwich when he was a katan and he benched, and now an hour later he becomes a gadol and he's still full? Does he have to bench again? Because earlier he benched me the Rabbanan. And now maybe it's benched Daraisa. What if he went to the bathroom, right? And he said Nasha Yatzar. And now he becomes a gadol, and he still doesn't have to go to the bathroom again. Doesn't have to get Nasha Yatzar. Right? All different discussions about becoming a gadol. So this goes on the list. Minchas Chinuch, right? Does he have to be makdish his Bechor Behema Tahor again, right? If he becomes a gadol. Okay, Tani says the Braisa. Person comes into the city and sees groups of people. The Omar, Mikan Neman, Mikan Maaser, Omar Lo, Echad, Ani Neman. If somebody says, I'm a Neman, Im Amru Lo Shu Neman, Hariz a Neman. If one guy says that he's a Neman, and then other people back him up, so then he could believe him. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that you might have thought that once he said I'm a Neman, the other people just didn't want to embarrass him. So they'll say, oh yeah, he's a Neman. He's a Naaman. No, you can still trust, because the other people said it. Amrulo, but if they say, She'eno Naaman, what if they tell you he's not a Naaman? So, Bifanov, if they say in front of him, come on, you're not a Naaman, he's not a Naaman, then Eino Naaman. He's not believed, because you see that they're not embarrassed in front of him, and they'll say, so you can't trust him. But if they would only say it, Shalobafan, if he says I'm a Naaman, and then they waited till he was gone, and then they say to him, you know what, he's not a Naaman, Shalobafanov, Naaman, then ironically, then maybe he is believed. Because the Mara Folda says, maybe they're just jealous. Maybe they're just jealous of him. So if they really thought that he was not a Naaman, they would say he's not a Naaman. Why'd they wait? Because Machmas Kina, who Sha'amru Kin Shalobafanov. The Mara Folda says maybe they says it was because of jealousy that they wouldn't say it. That's the reasoning of the Mara Folda. We could talk a lot about Kina, but not for now. Amar Yona Biben Ir, if it's talking about somebody who lives in the city, then Besios Chaverim. Then if somebody who lives in the city, then you have to only trust Chaverim, not Amei Aretz. Because if not, you're Choshesh L'Gomlin. You're Choshesh that, oh, he's going to say this when this person comes, and tomorrow when somebody else comes, you know, we're going to switch. So if he lives in the city, he's a resident, you have to be Choshesh L'Gomlin, right, to being in cahoots. Uba'ach Senoi, but if somebody's visiting, then B'siyos Amaretz. Then you don't have to be worried about Gomlin, and therefore you can trust even a group of Amei Aretz. Fine. V'kasha de Rabbi Yona, one second. V'kasha de Rabbi Yona. Rabbi Yona was the one that just said, on the in this group that if it's a ben ir only chaverim but achsanoi amaretz. Chad Rabbi Yona chaverim at amrit eino ne. The question about the girsa here. Bifanav eino ne'eman shalom bifanav ne'eman. If it's a group of chaverim, then if they tell you not in front of him that he's not ne'eman, he's still going to be believed. If they're chaverim, the chaverim should be believed over this person about himself. So even if they tell you he's not ne'eman shalom bifanav, you should still believe them, and there is no answer given. Period. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said if you have these donkey drivers and schleppers that come to the city and they each say, oh, my stuff is bad, his stuff is good, so then the Tanna Kamma says you can't trust them because Choshin Legomlin. Maybe they're in cahoots and they're going to switch to the next city. And Rabbi Yehuda says that they are believed. Says the Gemara, what's the machlokas about? My time, Rabbi Yehuda, mebnei chayehen shel bnei ha'ir. No, if you don't trust them, Rabbi Yehuda was going to say, then these people aren't going to bring any supplies to the city anymore. So, yeah, there's a chashash of Gomlin, but there's also a tzarech of chayei nefesh, and therefore, you're allowed to trust them. My tamandra Rabbanan. Rabbanan say, no, mitzuyin hein l'sparnas b'ir acheres. You could go to a different city which has ne'eman in bringing to the city. It's not such a tzarech of mishum chayehen, and therefore, there's no need to believe them. Hadron alach alokeach peros. And now we go into the next parak. Kalokeach ben anachto. So if somebody buys from a baker, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky points out that we had this earlier in the second parak, and in the second parak, the Gemara discussed whether we're talking about a chaver, nachtom, or an amaretz, a baker. He says the pashim shot of this Gemara, and that's what we're going to do here, the pashim shot was talking about a baker am haaretz. A baker am haaretz, that the buyer has to be mafresh, regular demai from this baker am haaretz. So how are you mafresh? So the base, this Mishnah forms the basis for what we do nowadays in terms of the hafrasha, because again we don't know what's hufrash, but this the formulation here is the basis for what we do. So alokeich men anachtom ketzad maaser ketzad maaser. What do you do? So notel kedei trumas maaser v'chala. You designate a little bit. You don't separate it, but you designate a little area. That's enough for the Trumas Meiser and the Chala. Trumas Meiser is 1/100th, the Chala is 1/48th. We'll get to Maseches Chala. There's different shiurim, but for a non-baker and a baker. But let's say 1/100th and 1/48th. You have that in the corner. You designate that, and you say regarding that little area, V'omer, Echad mimea sheyesh kan, right? 1/100th from the whole thing that's here. Hare zeh bitzad zeh Meiser. That is right next to another 9/100th, and all that together is 10 out of 100, which is Meiser Rishon. Right? The Rambam here says, you look in the Pirshim and the Rambam. The Rambam says you can't designate Trumas Meiser before you designate Meiser Rishon. But Trumas Meiser is the thing that you're going to have to take out. Meiser Rishon you're going to be able to keep, right? Because that's how most of the Chavrei Levaraya, and it's Dmai. So what do? You have 1/100th, which is going to be the ultimate Trumas Meiser, and you say that's right next to another 9/100th. And all of those 10/100th, that's all Meiser Rishon. That's all Meiser Rishon. That's what you say. Right? Echad mimea sheishkan. 1/100th. Hare zeh, that's right next to bitzad zeh Meiser. Right? That's all. Vishara Meiser Samachlo. And the other rest of Meiser Rishon is next to it. So you have 1/100th and 9/100th, which is 10%. Zeh shasisi Meiser. That which I first designated as the one, also Trumas Meiser alav. That's the Trumas Meiser for this whole area. Vashar, and that's how you get out of the Trumas Meiser. Vashar, and now the other section that I designated, remember, you designated 1/100th and 1/48th for the Chala. So Vashar Chala, and the other part of my designation is Chala. So now you have a little bit that you designated Trumas Meiser, but you only designated the Trumas Meiser once you also had designated Meiser Rishon first. Because you can't have Trumas Meiser without designating Meiser Rishon. And you have the little Chala. Then you're going to take that off, and you're going to throw it out. Meiser Sheni, and what about the Meiser Sheni? Meiser Sheni, you also have to take out, but you don't have to designate it specifically, because you're just going to be poded. You're going to switch the Kedusha onto the money. So Meiser Sheni, Bitzvono, Obidromo, it's in the north or the south part of this, Umechulal Alhamos, and I switch that Kedusha onto money. Period. So that's how you do it. Maybe tomorrow we'll start with reading the Rambam here in the Pirshei Mishnayos. The Rambam is gorgeous. He just goes through exactly what's going on here in terms of exactly what we just said. But maybe we'll read it from the Rambam, start to go off of Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.